It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Have you had any sort of issue finding cucumbers in the store?
No. Was just here yesterday. Found plenty.
Oh, okay. Apparently there is a cucumber shortage, specifically in different areas of the world because of this Canadian influencer by the name of Logan.
Logan has caused a cucumber shortage?
Yes, because, and I will say that in my house, we have been eating more cucumbers because of Logan. Logan has been diving in just about every day with a cucumber recipe.
Sometimes you need to eat an entire cucumber. I'm going to show you the best way to do it.
Yeah, and so basically...
an entire cucumber.
Yep, he slices an entire cucumber into like a plastic jar.
By slicing the entire cucumber, a mandolin makes this a lot easier. There we go.
And so basically what he does is he takes and he tosses like different marinades and things like that in it.
Okay.
He's done things like cream cheese and smoked salmon in there, along with some everything bagel seasoning.
Sure.
He's done stuff like sesame oil and some, you know, Asian-inspired different recipes. He's done different recipes just about every single day.
Okay.
And he has gone viral, and it has caused cucumber shortages in places like, in smaller countries like Iceland. And
because now all of a sudden people are appreciating cucumbers because this guy.
Yeah, but listen to this. They are basically saying
it's just so easy.
Yeah, it's so easy. They're like, okay, you know, cucumbers are a great source of vitamin K, C, potassium, magnesium, fiber, manganese, and all that stuff. Eating them excessively could trigger flatulence and diarrhea.
So moderation is the key.
Moderation, yes.
Is the key. Okay. So maybe one delicious cucumber recipe a day.
Yeah, maybe.
Or doing it multiple times a day.
Maybe.
You could be visiting the bathroom a lot.
Yeah, but I will say.
Or just violating the airspace.
Every, so far, probably about every day, maybe every other day, there has been a new cucumber little sort of meal in our fridge.
That's wonderful. I mean, I.
When's the last time you've eaten a cucumber?
I snack on the cukes.
Oh, the smaller ones?
Yeah, the little cukes.
Yeah.
My daughter likes ranch those. There's a, Publix has this ranch dressing, homemade ranch dressing, like dipping, vegetable dipping stuff. Oh, really good.
We'll tweet this out because this guy, I've had them. They're good.
I've been snacking on cucumbers like a lot.
All right.
For a while, but not because of this guy.
Well, know that if you do it too much, then the side effects could be flatulence and other things.
Yes, absolutely. I enjoy them in moderation.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the key, I think.
Yes.
Right now is moderation. Enjoy the cucumbers in moderation.
But are you saying get to the store today and get your cucumbers?
Well, so far,
otherwise they might be gone?
I mean, so far we haven't seen a shortage in America.
Yeah.
Just in other smaller countries where maybe... the export or the, you know, there's not as many crops of cucumbers in those countries and stuff like that.
We
and
seem to be doing fine around here.
See, okay. All right. Well, that's...
No alarm should be sounded just yet.
All right. So that's Cooking Corner here on 99.7 DJX.
Wow. Who knew?
Feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So CBS Sunday Morning had the story of a Minneapolis bus driver named Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Saw this woman apparently homeless wandering in the middle of the street.
Oh.
So she pulled over, let her on the bus, noticed the woman didn't have shoes on.
Mm.
So she broke a rule that says you can't drive without shoes to give the woman the shoes on her own feet.
I saw her from head to toe and I was just like, wow, I can't imagine what it's like walking around in bare feet on the hot pavement and just nobody sees you. She's just kind of invisible, you know? I knew that you're not supposed to drive in your socks. It's a big no-no, but I couldn't help it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, small act of kindness. It was actually noticed by another passenger who had been homeless at one point.
Mm.
So just a small gesture, but kind of a big kind gesture that you can see at WDJX.com, brought to you by Belle of Louisville.
Is it a rule not to drive with shoes on?
Apparently, yes. At least for public transportation. I'm not sure if not that's for like, you and I.
Like just normal passengers and consumers and stuff like that?
Yes. Like, I've done it several times before when I needed to go pick up the kids from the bus stop. And I was just like, I'm just going to.
I can't bother putting shoes on.
I got fuzzy socks. They're pretty thick.
All right, cool. WDGX.com. 97.7 JX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Just saw where the show America's Got Talent is America's favorite reality television show.
I can see that. Because it's kind of, you know, it's not just singing.
Right.
There's all these different kinds of talent. So
and stunts, some of them maybe a little bit dangerous, I think, maybe. And that's probably some of its appeal. Then American Idol's still up there, which, wow, okay.
Got quite the track record.
Family Feud.
Really?
Is
I
in
did
there.
Not see that.
I will say, though, that there are a few that made the list that are no longer on TV, like the Jerry Springer Show.
Right.
Wife Swap.
Jerry.
Yeah. And Wife Swap. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was a fun one.
I mean, ripe for drama.
And then MTV Cribs. I will say I miss me some MTV Cribs.
It was kind of fun. Where, to see the houses
superstars
of the rich and famous.
Well, yeah, in the music industry especially, right. Where they'd be like, hey, come on in. And the ones that I loved were the ones that were like the artists that just made it and they're not yet on that level of having mansions.
The crib isn't nearly as spectacular.
It's an apartment.
Yet. Exactly,
fantastic. I remember seeing one crib where he was like, hey, welcome into my apartment. And it was just an apartment. It was like a normal apartment.
He's on his way, though.
Right, exactly.
It's like, we're going to do this one now, and then you guys got to come back
right,
and
look
at my
back.
Mansion.
Come back later once I cash in. So anyways, pretty good there. Coming up next, you know, silent discos are fun. I think the last silent disco I went to was at the Beer Fest there at Bowman Field.
I've never been to a silent disco.
Tailspin. They had a silent disco there in one of the tents, and that was kind of fun. It's, you know, basically you get your own headphones, and you could be hearing different music than the person next to you.
I just feel like that's going to make it 15 ways of awkward.
Well, it's going to make it fun, at least with misconnections, that's for sure.
Okay.
So, misconnections on the way, the most awkward, coming up next on 99.7 EJX. This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is what?
An example of what not to do.
All right, you know those, like, farmers insurance ads where they kind of go over the wildest claims that they've ever had, right?
And they're based on true stories.
Yeah. Well, they could add one. You can manage to make it through the day without putting the car in gear while you're getting it on, causing it to go into a lake.
Oh, no.
Sorry, a river.
Oh,
you're
no.
doing okay.
Oh, no. I'm not sure they're going to be able to use that one.
Oh, or no. Maybe they could. So this crew in Philadelphia had to pull an SUV out of the Schuylkill River. How'd it get there? Police said, well, a couple people at the park early in the morning. And they were having some fun in the back seat of the car. The news was trying to figure out what was happening there.
Oh, well, they said they were parked in the parking lot.
Like we used to say, they were parking. This is what when I was growing up, if you were making out in a car, we were parking.
So kids, listen, this is back in my day.
Back in my day.
They called that parking.
Right. Well, the police said that their car was parked and that somehow they hit the gear shift and the car went into the water.
Back in my day, it was like in the throes of passion.
Yeah.
Like somebody would kick the gear.
So they're thinking, listen, they're thinking that they were probably in the backseat of their 2020 Range Rover.
Oh, nice car.
When one of them...
Do the backseats recline in that?
I don't know.
Okay.
One of them accidentally hit or kicked the gear shift, causing it to roll straight into the water.
You gotta watch where, like, things are flying. I mean, wow.
Listen, it's not a Volkswagen.
Right.
Those are roomier cars.
Yes.
Luckily, they made it out and weren't injured.
Right, but we're not sure, like,
it's not
how far along the session was.
The process was. Yeah, so it ended up submerged
how
in about 9 feet of water, about 50 feet offshore.
Yeah,
so
I don't think they're going to be able to fix that car.
Yeah, could you imagine the insurance claim? Ooh. Yeah, water damage. How'd it wind up in the river? Well,
you know what the weirdest thing, like the gear just
kind of went in the gear.
Like, went in the gear. And then went in the gear.
I mean, like, how are we?
Probably mechanical failure.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, you never can trust Range Rovers.
I would talk to the dealership about that.
Yes.
Maybe we missed a recall.
So I would love to spin this into, do you have a story about how you got into an accident while you were getting it on? Because clearly that's what happened.
As an example of what not to do.
As an example of what not to do, which this segment is.
It's an example. Literally don't do that.
Right. I mean, that's the name of this segment. It's
but
a setting the bar story.
Yeah.
But we're going to take a look at ourselves, turn the spotlight back on ourselves.
Sure. Just, again, more examples of what not to do. That's what we're looking for. Just more
examples.
More don't do that.
So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without putting the car into gear and causing it to go into the river while you're having a little fun in the back seat.
Oh, my.
You're doing okay.
Honey, watch the foot.
And I love the fact that we're already getting messages. All right, so we'll get to some of your messages here in your stories next on 99.7 DJX. Aww. Sometimes, you know, when the mood strikes, you just can't resist, right?
You're not at home.
You're out. So how did you cause a little fender bender, maybe a little accident. Getting it on.
OMG.
By the way, we did get a text from a listener that said, so our daughter was conceived in the front seat while parked at captain's quarters. We were like, at least they didn't put the car in the Ohio, right?
In the front seat.
They said it was an MR2, so a small car, but the T-top was out, so there was extra room.
Wow. That is hysterical.
Do you think that was before or after dinner? Do you think they just had a great dinner and they were like, man, we're all fired up. We got like a great, a meal and need to get some dessert.
But I feel like I'm feeling full.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's maybe before. I'm thinking that maybe before dinner.
Before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm bloated. I'm full.
Right.
I'm not thinking that.
And then, like, all during dinner, you have, like, this little secret. You're looking at each other like,
you're like, oh, man. Yeah, look at what we just did.
Uh-huh. OMG.
All right, Greg. My wife and I decided to have a little fun while we were on a road trip. It was late at night. Road was empty. Except for the deer that I clipped because I was, quote, distracted.
Oh, goodness. Oh, we're driving. We were driving.
We were driving.
That's a bigger no-no.
Yeah, we were driving.
Oh, wow.
We were driving.
Oh, dang. Oh, don't do that.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, Wendy. Now, we weren't driving.
Okay.
But we caused an accident outside our house.
Oh, no.
Our house is on the corner. There's a small intersection.
Uh-huh.
It was only after we heard the fender bender outside did my partner and I realize that we were visible in our big picture window from the outside. It was dark outside. The lights were on inside.
Oh, no!
I guess the blinds weren't pulled all the way. Oopsies.
Wow. That's one of my favorite pastimes is when I'm walking the dog at night. Is
looking
like,
in people's windows.
Yes, exactly.
So, just admitted you're a peeping Tom. Basically.
I mean, it's from the sidewalk.
Sure.
I'm not going up to their houses.
Right.
Jim said we were in a parked car. Didn't realize it was on a slight slope.
Uh-oh.
In my haste.
Oh, goodness.
I must not have engaged the parking brake.
Oh, boy.
Someone's foot kicked it out of gear.
See, again, it's those rogue feet.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And one thing leads to another, and we're rolling down a small embankment and can't get back into the front seat in time to stop us from hitting several bushes.
Oh, wow.
That was the same thing as the story of the Range Rover going into the river.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness. Amanda. Amanda.
All right, we'll end it with Amanda. We'll end it with Amanda. These are, how did you cause an accident getting it on?
She said, I got my head stuck under the steering wheel. Long story.
Long story? I don't think it was a long story.
While trying to free myself, cut my ear and hurt my neck. I had to wear a neck brace for 2 weeks. And yes, I made up a story as to why.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can't really tell that story.
Wow.
Truthfully, you really can't.
Well, you see, here's the thing. They don't make them as roomy as they used to.
I was just, I was looking for something. I dropped...
Dropped my keys.
I dropped, yes.
And the keys went underneath the
earring, yes.
The seat, yes,
really
my earring. Yeah.
Position.
It fell down there too.
Really expensive earring.
So I had like my earring and my keys
and
were both down there.
Sure, I found
and I was
it.
Trying to wedge myself down there to see.
Completely what happened.
That's what happened. All right, those were good stories. Thanks, guys. That's exactly what we wanted. You did not disappoint.
Poor Amanda, neck brace for 2 weeks.
They're like, wow, what happened, Amanda?
Looking for my earring.
I woke up with a kink in my neck.
Weird
and it's just,
crick.
Yeah.
Not
don't,
sure.
Don't know what happened.
I don't know how I cut my ear, though.
Yeah, that part, too. I don't know. It's a cat, maybe. Maybe
weird.
The cat did it. Yeah. All right. Good stories there. Thank you. Feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
I got a couple of them for you. First off, Lauren Hill. Might have canceled her U.S. tour, but came to her 25th high school reunion.
Really?
In New Jersey this month. And she showed up by surprise. And of course, took the mic.
It's like she's karaokeing her own song.
With everybody.
That would be so cool to have Amazing. Graduated with like a super famous person.
Yeah, and then they roll up in the high school reunion.
Yeah, right.
Like you don't expect that.
No.
Which, by the way, she was still in high school when she formed the Fugees and got a breakthrough role in As the World Turns and Sister Act 2. So,
okay.
Kind of crazy. And then Jelly Roll.
Yes.
You've heard of him.
Yes.
He's been on a roll lately.
Yes.
His tour rolled through Salt Lake City. He decided to, go out and about and explore a little bit when they came upon some kids selling lemonade.
We were so thirsty that we wanted to come bless y'all today. Oh, we don't need no change. You keep that tip, okay, baby? You go buy you something really nice, all right? Because you worked hard.
I think my dad likes
you. You have a great day, okay? Save some of that money, all right?
I think my dad likes you.
So the bill was $2.50. $2.50. He gave him $700.
Oh, wow.
How great is that?
So he's going to be.
Of course, Mom shared it on Facebook.
In Louisville in October.
Yeah.
I got to think. I hope maybe he hits some of the local neighborhoods while he's, getting ready to perform or something like that. That'd be great.
Set up your lemonade stands on October 12th.
I mean, it will be October, so maybe not the great weather for a lemonade stand, but maybe.
Never know. It can still be warm.
Could be something.
He probably is still going to be parched.
Yeah, probably.
Yes,
yeah.
Probably. You can see both of those stories at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
I know we've talked about awkward things that have happened at a wedding before. I remember being at a wedding a while ago and knowing that the bride did not want cake shoved in her face.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of brides that kind of lay down that rule with their groom, like, hey, let's not do the smashing the cake in the face thing.
Well, the groom didn't get the memo.
Uh-oh.
And did.
Oh, no.
And, I mean, you could see she was trying to
put
smile.
On a happy face,
put on a happy
seething.
Face. She was not happy. And so it was like everyone kind of knew who knew. Like there were several people there, and a lot of people there, actually, that probably didn't know her request.
Right.
But there were a group of us that knew.
That maybe know her and was like, she wouldn't
like,
want that.
Oh, gosh. Mm. Yeah, and I know at my wedding, that was something that was said, like, hey, let's not smash cake in each other's faces and stuff like that. But we're going to talk to Zach here in a sec. He messaged us, and he... I don't know if it's awkward, but it was it definitely lightened the mood.
It was unexpected.
Unexpected.
Absolutely unexpected.
Yes. And to spin off that, be thinking about some of the interesting relationship advice you've heard, dispensed, received.
And this is all great advice. I mean, we could all maybe use some little tips on how to make our relationship, conduct ourselves better in our relationship, right?
Yeah. Get Zach on the phone. We'll chat next.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, good morning, Zach.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for allowing us to call you. Your message to us kind of made us chuckle.
I was like, what? A little bit.
Nice. Yeah, me too. My wife and I went to a wedding this summer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so the officiant dropped like this random line that was, it got stuck in my brain, you know? And I just thought you guys would enjoy it. Honestly, it was more, I mean, it was delivered like a joke, right? So,
mm-hmm.
But in my mind, I'm like, I'm still kind of eager to try it.
Okay, what'd he say?
Okay, he was like, above all else, if you're going to fight, at least fight naked.
This came from the officiant during the ceremony.
Yes. Oh, it was great. And so he was like, yeah, so once you take your clothes off, you'll realize very quickly how important the fight really was.
Oh, my God.
And who knows, maybe the rest of your time together will be more enjoyable.
Wow.
What did everybody's face look like in the audience?
Well, it got a huge laugh.
Grandma's like, oh, my.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, somebody check on Grandma. Grandma, you all right with that? It's sassy.
Yeah. I mean, everybody was kind of shocked. So they
were
laughing.
Was this like
a
pastor or a priest or like a family friend? Who was the officiant?
I think it was like an old associate, like a work person, like a good close like work friend.
Oh, yeah, that's also a little awkward.
I guess he got an internet ordained.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I love that. And I love that you decided to share it with us. That's hysterical.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm never going to forget it, really. And my wife, too, she was like, we both laughed about that at the reception. We were like, oh, man, it made sense. Even though it was a joke, it made sense. And we were like, might have to try it sometime if we ever get serious.
I mean, in the moment, though, you got to think, you know, you're starting to get into a fight and it's like, take your clothes off. No, I don't want to. It's like, no, take your clothes off.
Oh, my God. That sounds so aggressive when you say it like that.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it was great. And I mean, it seemed like a funny way to like deliver some marriage advice, honestly. So,
right.
I mean, we've been married for like 4 years, mm-hmm. and I kind of love that spin. It like puts it in context, like, hey, maybe it's
practical.
Not that serious after all.
You can
apply absolutely.
It. Yes.
Right. Right. And I was just curious if you guys had any other thoughts, like if there's any other bits of wisdom, some nuggets that you could share, kind of similar to that are maybe a little fun.
We can
fill
a little advice jar. Like we've done that before at like bridal showers where you kind of write down your best piece of advice for the bride and then you put it in this little jar. Yeah. Okay. So let's fill up a little advice jar on the radio.
I love that. Again, Zach, thank you so much. That's a funny story and definitely
sounds like a fun wedding.
I gotta be honest. I'm like you. I can't wait to try this out on my wife.
That's great. Are you just gonna go pick a fight just cause?
I'll just let it.
Honey, do it. It's for the bit.
Yeah, I have to let it happen organically.
Okay.
So. Zach, yeah,
thank
I love that. Yeah, well, let's do that. 502-795-1997. If you've heard any great piece of like relationship advice, something similar to what the pastor laid down.
We don't know if it was a pastor.
Okay.
The officiant.
The officiant.
The officiant. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. We've covered the fighting naked. Okay. What else?
What else? All right. Cool. Zach. All right. Thank you, buddy. I'll let you go. All right.
Thank you. All right, really appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
Brad, the love physician, says, fighting naked applies to more than just marriage. If you're facing confrontation out in the wild, just get naked. The other guy won't know what to do.
You know what? That is not bad. We're just like,
all right.
Give me all your money. Here, let me get naked.
Hang on, I have to take off all my clothes first.
Hang on. Hang on.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
All right. So for any maybe newlyweds or people who are just starting out, would love to hear some of those adjacent pieces of relationship advice.
Right.
All right. 502-795-1997 or at Ben and Kelly Show. A great way to get a hold of us on Facebook. We'll get into some of those in your stories on the way next. So after this officiant dropped a little relationship nugget on a wedding that says, above all else, if you're going to fight, at least fight naked. Once you both take your clothes off, you realize quickly how important the fight really was. And who knows, maybe the rest of your time together will be more enjoyable.
OMG. So nice. We're like, all right, let's build upon that.
Yeah. What
let's
else you got?
Start filling the little advice jar for marriage.
What else you got? Crystal, by the way, said, imagine Ben going home to pick a fight, yells to take your clothes off. His wife looks at him. He's already helicoptering. Listen.
That would probably defuse any situation just from the shock and the awe.
I mean, I did that just the other day just because we weren't even fighting.
That's great.
Because, you know, you just sometimes got to show them.
Again, it's these mental pictures that you form in our heads this time of morning I'm angry about.
Carrie said,
I can't look at you now.
Went to a wedding once and the officiant encouraged the couple to touch each other 10 times a day, which is great advice. Then he told the groom, be sure to pop her butt from time to time, too.
Wow.
What?
Wowie, wow, wow.
I like that.
Chris said marriage advice for the first 2 years of marriage. Put a quarter in a jar every time you make the sandwich.
Okay.
After 2 years, take a quarter out of the jar every time you make the sandwich.
Okay.
Make it your mission to empty the jar. It's going to be harder than you think. Pun intended.
Okay. That's right. Brandy said, I told my boyfriend if he ever gets tired of me to take a nap and we'll try it again.
Okay.
You're tired. Take a nap.
All right. Okay.
Alexa's best relationship advice, always put your clothes in the hamper.
Oh, great.
All right.
Thank you.
You know what? That seems very trivial, but you're right.
Yes, because then the other person doesn't feel like you're made.
Right.
You take care of that yourself.
Sarah says, don't put the milk in the fridge with barely any milk left in it. Yeah. Just finish it.
That's maddening.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
Because why do that? And also, don't leave empty boxes in the pantry.
Oh, right.
Like, because then we don't know we need more of it.
Or a box with just one item in it.
Right. Like, my kids are guilty of all that. Not my husband, but my kids.
Kristen said, if they're interested, you'll know. If they're not, you'll be confused. Relationship advice. All right. No. I get that. Like, if they're interested in you, you'll know they're interested in you.
Okay.
And if they're not interested in you, you'll be confused. Okay.
I'm confused.
Chase said, let your deal breakers break the deal. That's good. That's actual practical advice.
Okay.
Evan said, you can be the juiciest peach in the world. Some people just don't like peaches.
Gotcha. So don't you worry your little head about it. You just move on. You're not their cup of tea.
Yeah, that's right.
Got it. By the way, Justin said my sister-in-law got married in Gatlinburg. They hired a, quote, redneck pastor. He said a wife should serve and obey multiple times.
Oh.
The third time, my sister-in-law said, oh, heck no, wrap it up.
I ain't the serving and obeying type. Amanda says, if you're fighting over something trivial, bring out food or go get food. One of you may just be hangry.
Yes. Oh, that is really good.
You know what? That is
practical.
True.
That is absolutely true.
But don't, I would caution against just saying, here, eat a cookie.
Okay, when you say it like that, that's really creepy and weird. And why are you doing that?
Right, exactly. Yes. So I could see how that could almost like poke the bear, so to speak.
To get heated and you just defuse the situation. Hey, you want to go?
Let's just get a bag of crackers out and just.
No, I think we get a meal.
Oh, we don't eat crackers?
No, with crackers is not going to help with the hangriness. We just go get a meal. Because then we have time to just breathe, take a break from the argument.
Okay.
You sit down, you eat, you're probably going to forget what you were fighting about.
Okay. We'll wrap it up. These are some great pieces of relationship advice and not the normal type, which I kind of like about this too. Heather said, if you love them, set them free. And if they come back, set them free again because no one else wanted them.
Oh, wow. okay.
No one else wanted them. All right.
All right. Oh, God. Brad, the love position again. When your wife is angry, diffuse the situation by pointing out she's acting like her mom.
Oh, see, that's great. That's great.
That's not great. That is not great advice.
Come to us for more relationship advice from your old pals, Ben and Kelly.
Wow.
On 99.7 DJX. Let's play a fun little game, shall we, called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Introduce you to Jackie calling us this morning. Hi, Jackie.
Hello. Good morning.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
We're well. Thank you. Yeah, Jackie. She's calling us from PRP. She's got brown hair, drives a Buick, is a full-time mom, and has been engaged. Get this, Kelly. Well, you tell him, Jackie.
13 years strong.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. We're engaged?
Yeah, she just wants to make sure it's She just wants to make sure it's the right decision.
The tires. Yeah. All right.
I'm not. It's just a piece of paper. I feel like I've been married to him since I've known him.
Okay. All right.
See, she's like, I'm not kicking the tires. He still is, though.
Okay.
I joke, Jackie.
Well, hopefully if you ever do end up doing the dang thing and getting married and having the big party, it's going to be epic.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And if you don't, it's fine.
Spend all the money you possibly can.
All right.
Yeah, and you know, if you do, I got a Michael Graves toaster still sitting in the trunk of my car that, you know, really would love to find a home for
burn
at some point.
Burn a hole in his pocket.
Jackie, we're playing Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
Yes, so you're going to hear three magical stories. You have to figure out, is the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult?
And speaking of little kid, Jackie, you've got your little kid. They're helping you, right?
Yes, he's going to help play.
All right, here we go. First one, little kid, drunk adult.
I was swinging from a clothesline and fell off and broke my arm in three different places.
A clothesline.
Dang.
Oh, wow. Okay, so he fell from a clothesline and broke his arm in three different places.
Yeah.
Man, okay. I feel like it's going to be... Okay, we're going to say drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Okay, I'm going to say little kid. Because I feel as though...
The weight of an adult, maybe?
Well, the little kid, I think, is going to be... You can more easily break lots of bones that way. I feel like an adult's going to have stronger bones, right?
No, I think the opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still saying little kid.
You could be...
They're going to say drunk adult.
You could be drunk and bit stupidly.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
right.
True.
Jackie is saying drunk adult.
I was a little kid when...
Little kid.
Yeah.
All right, what happened?
Kid, when my sister put me up on a clothesline and was pushing me like I was swinging, and it caused me to slip and fall on my right arm.
Now, it doesn't sound like it was like sibling rivalry. It just sounds like she boosted him up and started pushing him like a swing.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It does look fun.
All right. 0-1, Jackie. Next one.
Oh, no.
Little kid, drunk adult.
I stole a fish from a tank at a fancy hotel.
Oh, wow.
A fancy fish from a fancy hotel.
I need to see a video. Like, I need to see logistically.
Yeah.
A fish from a fancy hotel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think your parents would know. You think your parents would know?
Yeah.
You say, okay, my son says drunk adult.
All right.
Yes, I think it's got to be a drunk adult because it's probably up high.
Yeah, it's a drunk adult.
Like, how are you getting up there? Yeah, it's got to be a drunk adult.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah, you were.
You got it.
Yeah.
Yep. That one's right. Drunk adult.
My friend and I stole a fish from the tank at a fancy hotel in Las Vegas, and we did get caught, and we did go to jail.
Wow.
Hey, let that be a lesson to you, kids.
That is stealing.
That is stealing.
Yes.
I'm glad it wasn't a kid.
I know, right? Right?
Wow.
All right, last one. Little kid, drunk adult. Here we go.
I devoured a half-eaten slice of pizza that I found in a dumpster.
Trash pizza.
Dumpster pizza.
Oh.
Dumpster pizza.
Ben Davis has done it.
I have not done it out of a dumpster.
Well, you picked it out of the trash. And
listen. I feel like you're giving me a bad name
here. Fine, it was in a box. It was still in the trash. The box is in the trash, and you picked it out of there and you ate it.
Yeah, someone took the leftover pizza that wasn't gone.
You still ate trash pizza
and put it in the big trash can.
Doesn't take away from the fact you ate trash
and
pizza.
And it was sitting on top.
Trash
and
pizza.
I opened up the box lid, and there the nice juicy pizza was still there.
It went in your mouth. It was trash pizza.
And it went in my mouth.
Did you get sick?
Did I get sick? No. Well, it didn't actually touch any of the trash. Sorry.
No, I don't know if I could do that.
So defensive.
I'm just saying, it happens. Eating trash pizza happens.
Okay, so what about dumpster pizza boy?
Yeah, dumpster pizza.
Yeah, is that little kid drug adult bringing it back?
Okay, I'm going to say a drunk adult because I would see a drunk adult being hungry after drinking all night.
Okay.
Eating in the trash.
And logical, then, yes.
And just, you know, being a trash panda and yeah,
like
jumping
even
in there.
A kid is going to be like, nope, I'm not eating
right
there.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you're drunk saying adult, drunk
yes.
adult.
Yes.
Jackie,
yes.
Jackie, you're saying drunk adult. Okay.
I yeah. was a little kid.
No way.
Shot my turn. What happened?
We're really poor growing up, and sometimes after lunch, I'd still be hella hungry. And one day, I saw a pizza box behind the dumpster, and I opened it, and there was a half-eaten slice, and I was like, score. So I ate it.
Oh, no.
Half-eaten slice? It wasn't even like, hey, it's an untouched piece.
No, it was half-eaten.
It's like somebody's mouth was on that piece, and she still ate it.
Now, listen, that didn't happen to me. When I had my trash pizza,
it was untouched piece?
It was untouched piece, and it was still in the box.
Pristine. Pristine trash pizza.
Listen, Jackie, you tell your son that that's fine.
Don't eat trash pizza.
You tell him that's fine.
Don't eat dumpster pizza.
All right.
Don't
hey,
do that.
Jackie, thank you so much for hanging out with the show this morning. You were a delight.
Oh, and no problem.
By the way,
I listen to you guys every morning.
Oh,
you're
great.
The one. Thank you.
Yay.
Jackie, tell us, shout out your son's school.
Barnsley Middle School.
Hey!
All Barnsley!
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Well, have a great day at school. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to hook you up with a prize, okay?
Great. Thanks, guys.
You are welcome.
Wow. See, do you feel vindicated that your trash pizza story is...
Yeah, other people do that?
...is not as bad? Well, yeah, it's like that.
Oh, it's
that
not
is
as bad.
Worse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Half-eaten
see?
Dumpster pizza. Like, you have no idea where it's been. At least you know this was co-workers.
Yeah, this was co-workers.
Untouched piece.
Untouched.
Trash pizza.
You keep saying trash pizza. It was
technically
in,
that's what it is.
It was in the box.
It was in the trash.
I'm
we
done.
Need more stories.
I'm
like
done
that.
With you. Done with you.
If you have one, send us a little voice note of you giving a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email it benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
Yes. Start with Scott, who says, all right, Ben, my hashtag low battery buddy, I'm gonna need some All-American Rejects. You know
all
what
right.
to do.
All right.
What are you at?
What am I at? I'm at 92.
I'm at 33%.
What is wrong with you?
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Banger. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Brad rolls in and says, hey, Fighting Naked, let's hear Hot in Here. Nelly.
Appropriate. I thought this would show up as a theme.
A little nakey-nakey,
legs
and
eggs. A little nakey-nakey, eggs and bakey.
Nakey-nakey, eggs and bakey. Wakey-wakey, nakey-nakey, eggs and bakey. Yes, this will roll in for Jennifer as well. We got you.
Look at that.
Instant requests here. 99.7 EJX. Sorry, I was lingering.
We were, a little bit.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Okay, so we've got
message from Kaylin.
She's like, do you mind playing Move B by Ludacris in honor of my first speeding ticket I got this week?
Oh, your first. Oh, take it from someone who's done it many times. It's so good. Ludacris.
He's still doing his, okay. Wellness check. He's still doing okay after his glacier water.
Ears were bleeding this week because we've been talking about him.
But he's good. He said it was the best water he's ever had.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
That's what
exactly
it was.
That's what he said. Yep. Every cell in his body felt hydrated.
All right, Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 EJX.
Erica said I was kicking my kids out of the car at 8:40 for pre-K last year. They're now in kindergarten and got dropped off at 8, so Mama gets to fully enjoy Throwback Thursday again. Hashtag I swear I love my kids. Anyway, wellness check on Toya.
Wow. By the way.
Was that in the 01?
This was a straight fire banger.
It is.
If you guys don't remember Toya, one hit. That's all she needed.
Yep, that's all. She's still riding it. And we're still paying her right now with this one.
That's right. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. He was a 6 foot stallion. Throwback Thursday. Forget that. That was a banger. That was a banger. Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Got a message from the doc who says, Haboob! Both for a Nike theme and for a Cards game day on Saturday.
That fits a couple of different needs.
Listen.
Check some boxes.
For those of you who don't know what a Haboob is, it is the name of this song. Sandstorm.
Sandstorm.
Yeah, Haboob is a sandstorm.
Right.
So we want
to
just...
more fun to say Haboob.
Yeah, we want to be more scientific with it. Because hashtag science...
Is Haboob the scientific term?
Yeah, I would think. I would say so.
Probably. Yeah, sandstorm is just too...
It's layman's terms.
Layman's terms. Yes, more self-explanatory.
All right, throwback Thursday. Ah, Haboobs.
See, it's a little calm in the storm, right?
Yeah. The Haboob blowing in. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. We're under a little bit of a dilemma here because we have two different requests for the same artist, two different songs.
Oh, so who's going to win?
Well, Natasha Bedingfield is the artist.
Right.
A valid and solid Throwback Thursday artist.
Jen says my daughter Peyton wants to hear Unwritten.
And then another request for Pocketful of Sunshine.
Oh, what button are you going to hit?
I'm going to close my eyes.
And just hit a button.
And hit a button.
That's the only way to do
That's
it.
That's the only American way to do it.
American way to do it.
It's the American way to do it.
Yes.
All right, give me a countdown.
Okay,
Hang on. My hands are sweaty.
Are you ready?
Hang on. Knees weak, arms heavy.
Three.
Vomit on my sweater already.
Two. You're still looking.
All right. Oh, sorry.
One.
What'd I get?
Pocket full of sunshine.
All right. Throwback Thursday. Song.
It is just a happy, bouncy song. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Kelly from Crescent Hill has a riddle for you.
Not ready for math.
If something costs 45 cents and I give you two quarters, what happens next?
I wonder if it's this. Or Kelsey.
Yeah, I don't think that's it.
First official week of nursing. She's pumped.
Kelsey!
Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. And they stay there.
And they stay there! And they say, yeah, I can never get enough. And every
time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
And they stay there!
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Andrea says, there's a student who looks like a tiny version of Eminem. Can you play one of his songs, please? All right, sure.
Now I need a picture.
I know, right?
I do.
We do. All right, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. No, we don't play the entire song. We just give you the tip of it.
That's all you really need.
That's
really
all you
honestly.
Need. Yep.
That's all
yep.
you need.
That's all you need.
Yeah. We need a little BB Mac.
Sorry?
For Jessica.
Sorry?
Can you... BB Mac. Is that even in there?
BB Mac.
BB Mac.
They're British, right?
Back in the day.
They're British, right?
I think so.
Is it this? Did you just...
I think so. They're British.
Oh, God. You set me free.
Ooh. Yeah.
Is this a bad
one? Let it stir a little bit. This is... Come on now.
Okay. Shh. We're just. Nothing's been the
same. Gotta get to the hook.
They're sweet boys.
Sweet.
All right. That was sweet.
Right.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Stacy rolls in says, hey, need some old Justin Bieber since he just had a baby. I bet you all think we're going to play Baby. That is a nay-nay.
That would be the logical choice.
Sorry.
But this was a banger. It's a straight banger. You know you
And
want
it is older Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj. Justin. Baby
banger.
Jack.
Banger. Jack Lose Bieber.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX, Hope rolls in, Ghetto Superstar, Stop It!
Whoa!
Remember this?
A sharp left turn! I like it!
That's what Throwback Thursday is all about. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Listen, Natalie and Sammylicious are asking...
Are you sure they're not in cahoots?
Probably, they could be. Not sure. Is that against the rules? It's not against the rules. They're both tossing out a little town that starts with O.
Orlando?
O-Town.
O-Town.
I think that does
The only
Orlando.
Song we have is this.
Oh.
This is going to take the mood down.
Oh, it's a couple skate. Listen, we're going to be in our feels.
All or nothing?
Couple skate.
Couple skate? Throwback Thursday?
I know when he's been what? On your mind.
Oh, yeah.
That distant look is in
sweet,
your
sweet
eyes.
Voice.
I thought with time you
realized. Piggyback rides through
it's
downtown.
Over.
Trevor.
By Trevor?
Yeah.
Give you a foot rub?
Give me a foot rub later, yeah. Yeah.
And something
such a magical
somewhere's
night.
Got to give.
Magical
and
night, she said.
This relationship gets older.
Yes. Ashley Parker Angel wasn't old enough to go out with herself. He was only 19.
Ashley Parker Angel played Bash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was only 19.
I've had the rest of you.
Not old enough to go clubbing.
Best of you, I don't care if that's not.
All right, we'll let it get to the hook.
Cause I want it all. On nothing at all. There's nowhere left to fall.
Yes.
When you reach the bottom, it's now or never.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, well, that's enough.
Maybe I just want to play it through.
Oh, now we're committing.
Maybe,
now?
Maybe
now
I just,
you're committing.
Maybe I just want to commit to the entire song. Maybe I did get a little emotional during it. These aren't tears. My eyes are just watering. Ashley, we got you. Broke. What? It's Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 EJX.
Derek Gossip ever throwing a little bit of shade out at O-Town. It wasn't a sharp turn. It was a complete detour. This isn't workout music. Crying while lifting is a weird flex. No pun intended.
By the way, shout to Karina, who tweets, I haven't heard y'all in forever. Like 2 years, different job and schedule. Welcome back.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Welcome
back to the prank, Karina. You still look good, Karina.
Oh, we've missed
Dang,
you.
We've missed you.
Gone, but we have
you have literally
you.
Doubled our listeners. All right, Bethany, we got you. No diggity. Throwback Thursday.
Street drops the verse.
No diggity. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Listen, Ashley's been tossing out a lot of things at us
okay.
for a while now on the text line. She's like 11. Okay, so
she said she used to be 9.
She used to be 9, now she's 11. And she wanted to hear like Taylor and then like Avril Lavigne. And she's like, no, I hate O-Town. Now
all
she needs Britney.
All right, we'll do
so,
Britney.
All
we'll
right.
do Britney.
She's so young to be so angry.
You know what? Working it out.
Okay.
She's working it out. Let's go back Thursday. Thursday, 99.7 EJX.
Alex, this is one of my favorite Throwback Thursdays. Ben hating on O-Town and then trying to play the whole song.
Listen, maybe I just forgot. I forgot how emotional that song was.
Oh, let's go on the vibe.
And I just started getting
I
in my own feels.
These boys. I love them so much.
And I was just remembering how popular that song was. How many requests we get for it every night.
Uh-huh.
Just like, oh my God. Lori, by the way, bumping the new mom band at almost 40. Didn't see it coming. All right,
yes,
I got you, girl. Listen,
queen,
once
you are rocking it.
Once you go to that third row of seating.
Oh, it's luxurious.
Ain't going back. Bitch.
Wow.
All right, Throwback Thursday.
Your favorite part, isn't it?
99.7 DJX. Alex, can we get some random Fergie? What bridge do they crash it into? It's this bridge!
Oh, wow!
Fergie.
It's never going to get old.
Never.
Ever.
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 Ever. All right, Throwback Thursday. It's 99.7 EJX. Welcome, friends. We are Ben and Kelly and...
Fergie.
Fergie.
It's Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX.
Susie has a sharp left turn.
Okay.
Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You.
Ooh, all right. We already played kind of a slower song that kind of got into my feels.
Yeah.
Sinead O'Connor was Irish, so was House of Pain. So I feel like that could probably...
Practically the same thing.
Be okay, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Practically the same thing.
Both Irish?
Exact same feel.
Sláinte?
For the song. Okay. Susie... This one,
she
said that works.
See? I'm telling you.
All right.
It's Throwback Thursday. Let's go. You know what? I know if you Google House of Pain, it says that they are from Los Angeles, but the members are from Ireland. Like, several of them are from Ireland. So don't jump into my DMs thinking you know more than me. All right? All right? Don't.
Listen, I know the origin stories.
With that.
Yeah.
All right, okay. It's 99.7 EJX.
Oh, wow.
Just like that, it's done.
By the way, Angela says, best part of DVD this morning was when Ben said the B word on the radio. Made me cackle. Love you guys. Been listening since high school. I graduated in 03. Love you, Angela.
Made me cackle. Listen, when I kind of...
You're just singing the song.
Yeah, I'm just singing the song.
Right.
Singing the lyrics.
Right.
Exactly. All right, it's Throwback Thursday. We do it every Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9. We throw it back with songs you haven't heard in a while, play back to back to back to back.
I need to recover from that.
Yeah.
It's always high energy.
By the way, coming up here in a moment, the TSA. TSA?
Right.
You know, airports and stuff. The level of anger they have created in us with five simple words is unmatched.
Okay, five simple words?
Yep.
Okay.
And maybe we need to go down this wormhole a little bit. Coming up next.
Are we going to make people rage?
I hope not. Or maybe. I hope so.
Okay, so not maybe sure. Get some emotional snacks.
Yeah.
Because you're about to get real mad.
Yeah. All right, so that is coming up next here on 99.7 EJF. Five simple words that have sparked a level of anger in... people that I haven't seen in a long time.
Wow. Okay. All right.
So
should I brace myself to feel the anger welling
maybe.
From within?
So the TSA, they tweeted out on X, peanut butter is a liquid.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up.
You're
telling me peanut butter is considered a liquid?
By the TSA. And then they double down and say, we said what we said.
Now, when you turn and open a jar of peanut butter upside down, does it pour out like a liquid? I say nay, nay.
Yeah, you can't really drink peanut butter.
You can't drink peanut butter.
I would think...
You can't even put a straw in there and suck it out.
That would be part of what a liquid would be.
The definition of a liquid.
So I guess, though, they really do classify it as a liquid, obviously meant to irk people with it. But if you want to carry peanut butter on a plane, it's got to be 3.4 ounces or less.
Shut your face. They don't come like that.
Now, listen, some smarties there on the internet pointed out technically peanut butter is not a liquid, but a non-Newtonian fluid.
Non-Newtonian fluid? What the heck?
Or if you want to get more technical, it's a Bingham plastic.
A Bingham plastic?
Yeah, which makes it sound not even edible.
No, exactly.
But
I would say paste-like. It's like, it's more like a paste.
Yeah.
The consistency of a paste.
Other Bingham plastics, like peanut butter, toothpaste, mayonnaise.
Okay.
Both of those in that category, which would then,
Why
I would imagine,
are we calling
be like...
them Bingham plastics, though? Who came up with that term?
That doesn't relate
at all.
So the reactions have stirred many emotions amongst people. Someone called for congressional oversight.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. Because
because of peanut butter being classified a liquid.
This is something that the government needs to spend taxpayer money and time on. Sure.
Another joke, they can no longer wash down their meal with a nice cold glass of peanut butter.
Right. Yes. No. It's an excellent point. I love it over ice.
I just love.
Yes.
After a hard day of working in the yard.
So refreshing.
You know, you get done with practice and you come home and
you're
man.
So parched.
Nice. A nice cold glass of peanut butter.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's really, really excellent point.
And then others were just straight blunt with the TSA. This is why no one likes you.
Straight up truth. Yes. Yes. 1000%. Sorry for those of you that work hard in TSA. This is not helping your case at all.
But yeah, that, and we, by the way, we've retweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show.
So just like if you need to, first of all, who really does travel with peanut butter? Like, can't you just buy that whenever you get to your destination? Do we need to travel with the peanut butter?
I mean, I think sometimes you just do it and it's, you know, maybe you want a snack on the plane or you want something like that and you have.
Well, then they come in the little snack packs, right?
Yeah, but sometimes.
The dippables.
Sometimes you're not thinking, I need 3.4 ounces or less of peanut butter, and you just grab whatever, a little jar.
For snack purposes, I don't think I've ever reached for a jar of peanut butter either.
You haven't?
No.
No.
That's why they make the little snack packs. Well, they're easier for travel.
Yeah. Okay. But
so
I.
So you can avoid this whole issue.
Yes. But if you're running.
Still want to fight about it?
If you're running late.
And you just grab the whole jar. And
you grab the whole jar of peanut butter and toss it in.
Really?
Toss it in your backpack.
Nobody does that.
Karen says, what about peanut butter crackers? I'd say those are fine.
Yeah. No, those are fine. Those are completely.
They're not liquid crackers.
The amount that you are able to bring.
Anyways,
so you're fine.
All I wanted to point up and bring up was the fact that TSA is stirring a level of anger in people with the five simple words: peanut butter is a liquid.
Were there so many people trying to travel with jars of peanut butter that they had to take this official? You know, make a statement about it.
I will say
take
that
the position.
I have been on several airplanes recently, and they always have like a trash can that's close to the security for people to like throw stuff like that out. And I do see random things thrown in there.
Like jars of peanut butter?
I can't say that I've seen a jar of peanut butter, no.
Okay, yeah. That's what I'm saying. So again, what was the reason behind needing to take an
official stance? I think they were just taking a jab.
Okay. They're just poking the bear?
Yeah, I think they are.
Okay.
TSA, if that is even your real name.
Yes. No, and they do make little snack packs. I see in Cindy from Sinsville, they do make little snack packs of like little dippables. Well, like the little like cracker sticks that you can. Yes they do make that. Yeah.
We're not in your
turn. Tasty. That's an option.
What is this turned into?
I'm not sure.
Well, we could just do some options.
We need to get around this policy.
I tell you what you can do.
Stress at the TSA.
You can just portion out some peanut butter ahead of time. Maybe put them in a little ice cube tray and freeze them, and then you can put them in a thing, and then
a little ramekin.
They'll naturally melt.
Fill it with peanut butter and little sticks and crackers, and you'll be good. It's fine.
Okay, there you go. It's 99.7 DJX at Ben and Kelly Show on X. If you want to see it,
but no TSA. Peanut butter's not a liquid. We all agree.
Feel good. Setting the bar. Stories on the way on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Got any disastrous first day on the job stories to share? Think about this. A moment. This is a setting the bar story.
Which is an example of what not to do.
Yeah. I mean, look, sometimes it's an accident, right?
Right.
Sometimes it's just an accident. Lucy had a rough first day.
What happened to Lucy, or what did she do?
All right, so if you can manage to make it through the day without taking a big dump in the middle of your job first day of work, you're doing okay.
All right. What do you mean?
So Lucy is the new bat dog at the Florida minor league baseball team Clearwater Thrashers.
Okay, not a person.
Her sister, Layla, retired from the gig, so called Lucy up from the bench.
But Lucy was a little nervous.
Lucy got a little nervous running around the field. No. Then, pops a squat. The crowd goes nuts.
Right. Yeah. Well,
the crowd goes crazy.
Somebody give her a treat.
Yeah, right behind the pitcher's mound.
Oh, wow.
Didn't grab one bat.
Okay.
Still has to work on that.
Okay, all right. We're still learning.
Yes.
The parameters of the job.
Obviously still learning.
Right.
Now, the team insists that Lucy just needs some more training, and even though she doesn't have it quite right, she's 1000% keeping her job.
Okay, good. All right.
So
hashtag it's a dog.
I guess my issue is when Lucy doesn't do her job and craps on the floor after running around the office like a crazy person, it's cute and exciting.
Exactly. Okay.
When I do it, HR is called and I'm escorted out of the building.
We are not the same.
We are not the same.
Yeah. That is, she gets preferential treatment for
yes!
sure. It's not fair.
Not fair at all. Not fair at all.
Okay.
We've tweeted that out at Ben and Kelly Show on X. You can see Lucy and the moment, the moment of truth.
You know, we say it was a rough day at work, but was it? I think for her, it worked out fine. She probably felt much better.
She was nervous.
Yeah.
She was really nervous.
Felt much better. Everybody cheered.
That's too much stress on that poor dog.
Everybody else seemed happy.
I mean, the dog's just running around.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
This is fun. Yeah.
Everybody is cheering.
I know. Probably do that again.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. There's your setting the bar story. So yeah, somehow if you can manage to make it through the day without taking a big old dump in the middle of your job.
Most of us can avoid that because, you know, we're not a dog.
Then you're doing okay.
Great. Lesson learned.
Yep. Lesson learned. At Ben and Kelly Show if you want to see it. Lucy doing Lucy's business.
Still 20 out of 10 on a good cover scale.
Yeah, she's doing all right. Well, maybe the most fun segment I had this morning was hearing your ways you caused an accident while you were getting it on.
Oh, great. Was that your favorite part of the show?
That might have been my favorite part of the show.
All right.
Because we asked for sass.
We got sass.
And we got it.
We got a lot of sass. The whole segment of sass.
We did. We will point the attention to Amanda, poor thing. Had to wear a neck brace for a couple weeks.
Because
of what happened.
And had to make up a completely different story.
Yep.
For how her head got stuck in the steering wheel.
Jim wound up in some bushes.
Right. Who was driving? Somebody was driving and got distracted.
Oh, that was Greg.
Let's not do that, Greg.
Greg.
Let's not drive.
Greg clipped a deer.
Oh, yeah. Let's not. Ooh.
Greg clipped a deer.
There's enough, like, you need to do the defense of driving, so we don't need any more distractions. Let's wait until we're parked.
And then Wendy was just at her house.
Yeah.
Wendy was just at her house.
Minding her business.
Minding her own business.
In the big picture window with the lights all on at night. And forgot the blind. Well, it sounds like the blinds weren't doing their job fully.
That's right.
Yes.
We're all going to cheer.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Like I said, that's probably one of my favorite segments from this morning.
That's great.
Here on 99.7 DJX.
Which, if you missed it, you can find it on the podcast.
Yes.
At WDJX.com.
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Plus some great relationship advice that was dispensed. Wait till you hear what the person who was presiding over the wedding said.
That's what started the conversation. It's all good, practical, you know, advice that you can put into action today in your relationship, maybe.
Yeah. And then we kind of argued a little bit over trash pizza.
We did. It was just the level of how deep it is in the trash. I will say this. Your trash pizza story wasn't as bad as dumpster pizza. Mostly because another mouth wasn't on your piece.
That's true.
I think that takes it to a whole other gross level.
Would you ever consider it?
No.
Even if it was resting in a box on top?
Nope.
Once it crosses the threshold of the trash, it is done.
It's behind, it was in that story, it was behind a random dumpster. You don't know how long. You don't know whose mouth was on that piece. Nope. I don't care if I haven't eaten in 3 weeks. It's not happening. But would you?
Kelly, you have... This surprises me about you.
Well, you think I would have gone all in on the pizza? The dumpster pizza?
No, not dumpster pizza. Trash pizza.
Oh, trash pizza. Like your level of trash pizza where it's like still in the box.
Yeah.
Nobody's eaten that piece.
Like what if someone had...
on top of the trash?
A delicious chocolate... Like someone brought in... some delicious homemade chocolate brownies or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in a container. Mm-hmm. It was in a box.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone decided, you know what? We're done with this and put it into the trash prematurely.
Are they my coworkers or are they random strangers in some like public trash can?
We'll say
that makes a difference.
We'll say it's at work because that is my story. It was at work.
Okay. Then I'll eat the trash brownies.
See, you're no better than me.
Oh, okay, that's what that was all about, right?
You're no better than me.
See, you feel
I just needed to get you on my level somehow.
I felt that you were beneath me because you eat the trash pizza. But then you're like, no, you're the same. If it presented.
We're the same.
With the opportunity eat trash brownies, I'd go all in. Okay.
If you take the pizza out of it and insert another form of
food. Are you going to go home, bake brownies, put them in a container, come here to work, put them in the trash, and bait me? Is that what you're going to do?
Oh, what a bit.
What a bit indeed. What a bit indeed.
What a bit indeed. How deep in the trash does it have to be?
Well, yours and was what on
if
top.
And what if the trash has a lid on it? And then you only discover it when you open the lid and you see it. Oh,
yeah.
Right there.
But if the container is still closed that has the trash brownies in there.
Then it's double sealed.
It's still protected.
It's double sealed.
I feel like, yeah.
Man.
How old are they, though? Are they stale trash brownies?
No,
are they kind of fresh?
No, they're fresh to this day, but someone just decided.
Who is throwing out fresh brownies?
Who is throwing out fresh pizza?
I would hunt them down first, yell at them, and then go eat the trash brownie.
Yeah. All right. See, we're all animals.
Okay. But I'm not doing it in a public dumpster. Half eaten.
I'll do it amongst my peers.
Right. Amongst my peers, not eaten, still protected. I'm not doing random dumpster.
Right.
Someone's already taken a bite. Not doing it.
Look, all we're saying is Kelly and I are no better than the rest of you.
Okay.
All right. I hope you have a great rest of your day. What else, Kelly?
Oh, gosh. I think that's it. I don't have it. I've run out of words, so.
All right.
Oh, you can get to the website, though, and check out all the fun videos of the things of Jelly Roll buying lemonade.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
Lauryn Hill, like, slaying
her
at
thing.
Her 25th
yep.
high school reunion.
Love that.
Lots of fun. WDJX.com.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.